So here's the thing. There was a guy, demon-possessed, living amongst the tombs. This guy had an amazing miracle happen. Jesus cast out demons, demons into the pigs, pigs ran off the cliff. Now this guy, with a sane mind, asks Jesus Christ if he can follow him. One of the most interesting statements from Jesus says this. Jesus denied him, quote, "Return to your house and describe what good things God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Now here's the thing. The first time I read this passage, I was very confused. I mean, here was a guy willing to follow Jesus Christ wherever he goes. He wanted to become one of his followers, a disciple, a learner. And Jesus says, "Not for you. You stay here." And that guy, you see, he did not have the national platform that the rest of the disciples had. He did not have the same type of national influence, so to speak, like those who followed so closely in the dust of their master. He did not travel from town to town proclaiming with his mouth, "Repent, the kingdom of God is near." You see, his call from Christ was different. His assignment was personalized. His call was to stay. It was as if Jesus said, no, you stay home and do the thing unto which I'm calling you to do. Your calling is to share with those around you in this town the great things God has done for you. Now, I can confidently say that the majority of us will not have a national platform. And if some of us do have a touch more influence, I will almost confidently say that many of us will likely just want more notoriety and more influence. In this day and age of influencers and followers and all of that stuff, there is a skewed measuring stick for determining if we are doing what we're supposed to do. Listen, the world has a weird sense about what it means to be faithful in our calling and like to how to measure if something is successful or, by, for that matter, whether you're successful. There can be this odd tension between what a life of impact looks like to us and what really is the fulfillment of your personal calling and what really God is expecting and wanting to play out. There's a tension. The majority of us will not proclaim the good news of Christ to tens of thousands of people standing on a stage in a huge venue. Most of us have been called to stay home and to do that which is ours to do. You may be called to serve with six kids and one singular and faithful volunteer at your side every week, and that is not a national platform. But I tell you the truth, faithfully doing what God has called you to do can change the world. You see, after this amazing incident where the pigs ran off the cliff, the entire town came out and asked Jesus to leave. They ordered him away, and Jesus did go away. But that one man who had been asked, Jesus to go home, go with him, he actually stayed behind and he didn't go with Jesus. He obeyed. He stayed home and did that which God had called him to do, which simply stated was to tell other people the great things God had done for him. Most people don't realize that Jesus came back to that exact same region about 1 year later. This time, however, instead of people mobbing him and demanding that he go away, he actually had a tremendous ministry. The news spread fast. People quickly gathered. People were healed. People wanted the kingdom of God to be realized in their lives. Now, how did this happen? What changed in this reason that altered their previously overt oppositional stance that transferred this into a completely different posture? Well, possibly that one man did what he was supposed to do. He did his faithful, unique service. He simply proclaimed the good things that God had done for him. That's all anyone is asking of you or of me to do, right? You will likely not have a national platform. Honestly, very few of us ever will. you may have a handful of kids and just a handful of faithful volunteers that you are going to seek to develop in your one and only life. Faithfully tell them the great things that God has done in you. Show them how you have been directed by God to carry out your mission and invite them to join you. You have no idea what the ramifications of tossing the simple stone of your life into the small pond that you're in today. The pebble of your life, as insignificant as you think it is, can have ripple effects in the Lord way beyond your wildest imagination. My question to you, are you willing to do the unseen and uncelebrated things? Are you willing to spend your life developing a few people in the hidden neck of your woods, right? Will you do what you're supposed to do, leaving others to fulfill their calling? Wherever you are called to minister, what should you be doing? Well, according to the scriptures, you should be building up the body to do the work of the ministry. Which specific leader are you directly working with? If you're not working with anyone directly, who should you be working with in this next season of ministry? My question to you, are you faithfully serving where God has placed you? Or are you wishing and even pining for a bigger platform? Do you need to take a moment, pause, and simply accept the place and the space that God has planted you? I mean, Paul said this, he is not served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives life to all and breath and all things. And he made from one every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation that they should seek God. You are where you are for a reason and this season. Will you accept this assignment? Interestingly enough, you're not where you are by accident. What you're doing right now to faithfully pass on the work that God has given your hands to do, are you doing that? Who is in your life right now that you need to more strategically invest your time and energy? I mean, what if you were being faithful at literally just being you? What if you stayed behind and focused on your calling? You see, it could change the world. Elijah, his amazing big miracles did not change the nation, but his life was invested into one man, and that investment ended up changing the world.